You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
As weather starts to chill, the time is perfect to curl up with a great book, especially one about pets. But which is the right book for you? Or maybe you want to start your holiday shopping early. Books make a great present. But which book to buy? Well, Marianne Dell is a reporter for the Orange County Register in Southern California. She is a voracious reader, writes the pet column for the Register, and is wild about pets. She is the perfect source for helping you find a great book for you or your friend. We'll be right back with Marianne after this short commercial break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club. And join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Do you love your dog? Then you'll love feeding him mouth-watering, all-natural treats, lovingly handmade by a professional caterer who wanted the very best for her dogs. Make no mistake about it, these are not ordinary dog treats. These are doggy delights, like breakfast banana biscotti, honey bear peanut butter balls, yummy apple cinnamon mini cakes, and so much more. Your dog will howl in delight. And now you can get a scrumptious sample pack by going to dingersdogtreats.com. It's a $25 value, yours for just $9.95 through this special radio offer. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Every one of these gourmet doggy treats is handmade from the finest ingredients and taste tested on our own dogs. Your dog will love them. Get $25 worth of doggy delights now for just $9.95. Go to dingersdogtreats.com now. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Yum.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Well, Marianne Dell, thank you so much for being back with us. It's been a while.
It has been. It's great to be back. I've missed it, so it's good to be back with you guys.
Well, I wanted to give you some time so you could do some more reading. So have you been doing some pet book reading recently?
Of course. You know me. I've always got my nose buried in a book if I'm not editing something for the newspaper.
or out with your dogs.
Or out with my dogs. That's right. Well, sometimes I'm out with them and reading. So you just never know. but I've got some books today. These are all kids' books because, you know me, one of the things I love about doing this is it gives me an excuse to read kids' books and collect them because I do love them. And, you know, I'm a little above that reading level these days. So, and I don't have kids of my own.
And I agree with you. I love children's books. And now that I have grandchildren myself, it's like, oh, I hate parting with these. But it's like, all right, you bought them for the kids. So I will send them off a couple every once in a while. And I enjoy that. Tell me some great book. What have you been reading?
All right. Well, this first one is just marvelous for introducing kids to the concept of color and being able to recognize the names of colors when they see them. It's called, appropriately, What Color Should I Be? And it is the story of Green Chameleon. Now, as we, you and I know, chameleons are those funky-looking little reptiles that change color depending on their environment. And Green Chameleon doesn't necessarily want to be a boring old green chameleon all the time. He wants to change color, but he doesn't know what to be. So he goes and asks a yellow duck, should he be yellow? Asks a red bird if he should be red like the bird, and a blue fish whether he should be blue like the fish. And the cool thing with this book, it's not really a pop-up. You know, you're familiar with the pop-up books. But it has an inlay in the middle of the book. That's the chameleon, and each page, when you turn it, chameleon changes color. It's cool for particularly young kids. I would say the reading level for this is beginning readers, maybe 4 to 6 for children who are reading, depending on their level. And, you know, it's got that little bit of interactivity and that little bit of differentness from a typical book. And it shows, like I said, the different colors that kids can learn to recognize them. You know, show me their page with the red chameleon and show me the page with the blue one, and then they can learn how to read the words. And, of course, he makes a really cool decision in the end when he decides what color he does want to be. So it's very, very fun. It would be a cool Christmas gift for someone just starting to read. Or it's even, you know, one of the things I always do whenever I know someone who's having a baby, part of their baby gift is always a book. Because every child out there needs to know to read.
That you know, is a great idea.
And so I always put a book or two in there. And this may just be one of them that I'll start including because I think it's a really nice book for kids who are just starting to read.
And so, even children that are teeny weeny small, just showing them the pictures and getting them used to books. What a great idea, Marianne.
Yeah. So it's What Color Should I Be? It's by Betty Ann Schwartz. The publisher is Robin Corey Books. And it's even a bargain. It's only $6.99. So
put it in your Christmas stocking now. Great idea. I love it.
Yeah. The next one, this one's a really cool one, too, and it's appropriate with school having just started. It's called Ralph's First Day of School. And this is by Terry Simons, who some people might recognize. He has been on Animal Planet on the AKC Agility Invitational. When they broadcast that, he's one of the hosts of that. And he teaches agility. He's up in Northridge out here in California. He teaches agility. He competes with his dogs. And he has written this book about Ralph and Andy. And they are just best friends. Andy is a little boy. Ralph is his dog. And they do everything together. And Andy and Ralph can't go outside and play on the last day of summer vacation because it's raining. So Andy's mom has a great idea. She gives Andy all of his school supplies and all of his new stuff for the school year. And so he and Ralph play school. And so this gives Ralph the opportunity to show all his fun tricks that he knows, like sit and down and paw. When Andy calls on him to raise his paw when he asks him a question. And in the, so it's a really cool little story. And we see this marvelous relationship that this boy and his dog have. When he goes off to school the next day, he tells Ralph, you just wait for me. I'll come home tonight with homework and we can do it together. And at the back of the book, Simons has included some pages on how to teach your dog some of the behaviors that Ralph does in the book. And they're all very reinforcement-based ways of training. They're very positive. They're written in a voice that parents could help explain them to their children or slightly older readers could look at and read themselves and learn to teach their dog some of these tricks. And just talks about how you can build a better relationship with your dog by training them, which those of us who do it know is true. And those of you who have to deal with them in the work know it's also true, because when you have one that has no training, it can be darn tough.
It can be very stressful, yes.
For everyone. So I love this. And he's got a website called RalphsToyBox.com that is written from Ralph. And you open it and it says, "Hi, it's Ralph here. And I want to talk to you about my book and about some other things." He says he's going to write some other books. This is just the first in a series. So it's just a great way, again, to introduce kids or maybe help kids to foster a relationship with their pets, particularly their dogs. So I love this. I love when books have that kind of value-added thing in the back, too, you know, or wherever they put it, with more information in addition to the story.
Well, it is marvelous, because it is so important for children to get involved in the training of the pet, and not just to have the mother, the father, you know, one of the adults be responsible for doing this. So some of the really easy things, and if children get involved in a positive way, so they're not trying to be the bully, stay, and you know, try to be, you know, the big, mm-hmm. you know, bully, but if they're getting in there and they realize that this is making the pet a better part of the family, so everyone's enjoying it, instead of having the dog jump on people and knock the little sister down or whatever else, it is a well-behaved, well-trained dog. So this sounds marvelous. And the name of the book again, Marianne?
It's Ralph's First Day of School, and it's by Terry Simons. The publisher is Dog-Eared Books. And I found various prices. You can get it for as low as $13 on Amazon, and it's a little more on Barnes & Noble. And then you can also get it through Simon's website, which, again, is RalphsToyBox.com. Very good one.
I love the idea. And for anyone who's never gotten involved in agility training, for this is more for adults, but I've seen kids out there, too, you know, slightly older children getting involved with agility training. It is fantastic for that dog that needs a job. Think of the Jack
Absolutely.
Russell Terrier who's
Absolutely.
Bouncing off the walls. Very good for the person who wants to get a bit of exercise, because the dog is running through the tunnel and through the weave poles. And oh, by the way, the owner's running too.
That's right. And it's also great for dogs that are a little insecure and shy about things. We often recommend it to people who have dogs that are slightly fearful, because it helps build confidence. Just like if you as a person compete in a sport and learn how to do it, it happens with your dogs too. I've seen dogs get up on top of that dog walk and that A-frame. You can just see them go, "Hey, I made it up here. I'm pretty cool." And it happened with one of my dogs. It's utterly amazing, and it's very, very cool to watch. Not to mention that any kind of training, and particularly dog sports, really fosters a bond with us and our animals. So
and
it
helps keep
wonderful.
Their little figures under control, too.
It doesn't hurt that way, and it helps ours also.
Mm-hmm.
Little activity never hurt anybody.
Not at
For
all.
Sure. No.
Well, speaking of activity, this next book is about running.
Yes.
And very politically sound right now. 'Tis the season of running.
Isn't it, though? This one's called Otto Runs for President, and it is, as you say, very apropos. It's by Rosemary Wells, published by Scholastic Press. It's $15.99, and it's for ages 6 to 10. And this one starts with the teacher of the fifth grade class telling her students that they can collect votes, and whoever gets the most votes can run for president of the school against folks from the other classes. So we have Tiffany, who's popular poodle. You might think about the head cheerleader back in your high school days. And then Charles, who's bulldog, and he would be the quarterback of the football team. They both decide they're going to run. They go home and tell their parents, and their parents say, "Oh, we'll help you. We'll do whatever you need. We'll pay for whatever you want, posters, campaign buttons, whatever." And so posters start appearing around the school saying, "Vote for Tiffany, vote for Charles." And sitting on the side is Otto, a little mixed breed dog. And I just kind of love this, because it's sort of the little undercurrent here to this whole story is the little mixed breed dog, and then we have the two purebreds, you know, running.
It's the underdog.
It's the underdog, that's right. And I'm, of course, a big fan of mixed breeds, so this one sort of made me smile. But Otto looks at this whole thing and says, you know, they're not running for the people, they're running for themselves. It's all about them. I'm going to run. And he starts asking his fellow students what they want. And they want softer mats for nap time and more cookies in the cafeteria. And so he runs on a platform of giving the students what they want, as opposed to vote for me, I'm better. And soon enough, dirty politics enters into the whole thing between Tiffany and Charles. How unlike our election this sounds, right?
Oh, yes.
And
but they sound like they're a little bit more advanced because they have a female running for president.
At least they do. That's right.
Yes.
So they have a mixed bag, that's for sure. But anyway, there's a lesson here in who ends up winning and why. And I'll go ahead and tell the spoiler. It's Otto because he listened to the voters and gave them what they wanted. And, you know, it's not bad advice for people at any level of politics to keep in mind.
I wonder if we can send a copy of this to Senator Obama and then Senator McCain. It might help.
I think it wouldn't hurt, that's for sure. I think that's an excellent idea.
We'll have to see.
And, you know, again, at this time of year, during this year, this is a perfect opportunity, perfect way for parents to introduce the whole concept of elections and what's involved to their children and to talk about how politics works. And, you know, I mean, the big money behind candidates is you take this up to the national level, and, of course, that is how it works and how they're run. And this is just on a smaller scale. But very, very good lessons here, presented in a way that kids can understand. So,
and that's so important.
Very good. Indeed.
And speaking of kids, kids love Cheerios. So
don't they,
after
though?
This break, yes, they do. I still like Cheerios.
I do, too.
So after this break, I want you to tell me all about Cheerios Spoonfuls of Stories. Sounds
okay.
Marvelous. We'll be right back with Marianne Dell, reporter for the Orange County Register. Stay tuned.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Do you love your dog? Then you'll love feeding him mouth-watering, all-natural treats, lovingly handmade by a professional caterer who wanted the very best for her dogs. Make no mistake about it, these are not ordinary dog treats. These are doggy delights, like breakfast banana biscotti, honey bear peanut butter balls, yummy apple cinnamon mini cakes, and so much more. Your dog will howl in delight. And now you can get a scrumptious sample pack by going to dingersdogtreats.com. It's a $25 value, yours for just $9.95 through this special radio offer. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Every one of these gourmet doggy treats is handmade from the finest ingredients and taste tested on our own dogs. Your dog will love them. Get $25 worth of doggy delights now for just $9.95. Go to dingersdogtreats.com now. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Yum.
Ow, ow.
Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week, we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Well, Marianne, I think I need to grab myself some milk so I can do this portion with you with the Cheerios. Tell us all about Cheerios, spoonfuls of stories. What's this?
This is very cool. Every year for the past 7 years, this is the seventh year, Cheerios has this program called Spoonfuls of Stories. And they put 5 million books inside boxes of Cheerios cereal. And there's 5 different titles, 3 of which are in both English and Spanish. And you can tell by looking at the box of cereal, which book is inside, what language it's in. And it's their effort to get kids and parents to read together, to get families to sit down with a book and share a story. And they also pair with a nonprofit group called First Book, which is a literacy group. And First Book has programs in all the states and in the District of Columbia. And what Cheerios will do with that group is provide a year's worth of kids' books to every child in 51 reading programs, one in each state and one in the District of Columbia. So
that's
they're giving away
a huge number of books.
Yeah, they're giving away a whole lot of books here. With the thought being, you know, there's a lot of people out there who can't afford to buy books. Books are not cheap for the most part, as those of us who spend money on them well know. And a lot of families, you know, can't afford to buy that many books for their kids. So here's a way. You buy a cereal, which is a good, nutritious cereal. You know, it's not just a sugar-coated, sweet thing that is going to maybe not.
Made with maybe oats.
It's
yes.
So healthy. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's also a cereal that a lot of people use for dog treats when they train their dogs. It's low-cal and it doesn't put weight on, and a lot of dogs love them. I've known a few dogs in my time who actually won't. They're like a top treat for them, and it's certainly better than a lot of the heavy dog treats you can get. So Cheerios is just great all around, right?
And I love it being in Spanish also, because maybe if you don't know a lot of Spanish, but for instance, I know some, so when you can read the story, you can kind of decipher what they're talking about, and it's a great way then for your child to be exposed to a little bit of bilingual, you know, background. Yeah. Do you have some of the titles that they're going to have in these boxes?
I do. Here's another one that's completely appropriate. It's called Duck for President. And this is about Duck, who decides the farmer really isn't doing a very good job running the farm. So he runs for head of the farm, and he gets elected. But he doesn't stop there. He runs for virtually every office in the land until he finds himself sitting in the White House as president. And, of course, a duck in the White House eats a little bit over his head. And it
well, we've had
him
some bird brains in the White House before.
Indeed. Indeed.
Sorry,
perhaps if they'd been real birds, they'd have done a better job. Who knows? Anyway, this one teaches this particular bird brain a pretty good lesson about how maybe things weren't so bad down on the farm. But again, it's another one for bringing up election year politics and talking about politics and just engaging in that and just getting your kids in there and reading. They're pretty simple books. This one's for ages 4 to 8.
What else do you have?
There's also When Dinosaurs Came with Everything. This one's just a cute little story for ages 4 to 7. And it's about a bored little boy who finally comes out of his doldrums when one day he and his mom are shopping and he discovers that every store is giving away a dinosaur with everything you buy. And he goes from store to store and buys something at every one and collects a whole bunch of dinosaurs. And yes, these are not plastic dinosaur figurines. These are real live breathing dinosaurs. And mom is a little disconcerted, needless to say, but she finds a way to put those dinosaurs to work and everyone turns out to be a winner.
How fun.
Cute little story and really fun if you have a kid who likes dinosaurs, which of course a lot of children do.
Oh, definitely.
These last two here are in English and Spanish. And the last three, excuse me. We've got Romeo and Lou Blast Off, which is about a penguin and a bear who build a spaceship and take it to a new world. And that new world is what people commonly call a city. But, of course, Penguin and the Bear have never been in a city, and they're not sure they really like it, and they want to get home. But as they're trying to find their way home from this new land, they meet a whole bunch of strange new animals. And, of course, the animals are actually people. Like, they meet a new kind of penguin. Well, he's a waiter. So, again, just another fun little story. But also, you know, it's one of those, like the color book, where kids can look at the story, see pictures and see words, and equate them, learn words for different things, learn what different types of people look like. So they learn what a waiter looks like. They learn what different types of people who work in different categories.
So. Well, as you were saying, being in these Cheerio books, in Cheerio boxes, and the outside telling you what book is inside in Spanish or English, you could get one in Spanish and one in English, mm-hmm. and then you could help your ability to become bilingual. I like the
Absolutely.
Idea. Okay.
Yep, that's great. And then we have Monkey and Me, which is a story about a little girl and her toy monkey who visit the zoo and imitate all the animals they see and learn about the animals, so that teaches about different animals. And the last book is Diego's Wolf Pup Rescue, which is about Diego and his cousin Dora of Dora the Explorer fame. Huh. And they find out that a maimed wolf pup is separated from its mother at the animal rescue center. So they go on a rescue mission to reunite the two. And again, this one teaches about lots of different kinds of animals because they meet all kinds of animals on the way as they're trying to get the pup back to his mom. So again,
this Cheerio system is great.
Yeah, this is really, really a cool thing. And it's nice to see companies giving back a little bit. And this is, you know, they're little paperback books, and they're lightweight. They're easy to take traveling. They'd be great stocking stuffers if, you know, you had someone you wanted to get some books for or thought that might be a good present. You don't have to read them right now or give them to somebody right now. You could always collect them and give them to somebody at Christmas in their stocking because they're perfect stocking-sized books.
And they'll think you're so nice and you were just eating breakfast.
That's right.
I love
it. Get yourself some good nutrition for your body and some good nutrition for your brain, too.
And I love it because they're all about animals.
Yep, absolutely.
Fantastic.
And that's what's great.
Now, you also said you had some other books that Griffin Press, I believe, is the name of it.
Oh, this is a marvelous publishing house I just recently discovered. And I found them online. And it's Griffin Press, griffinpress.com. And it's Griffin spelled G-R-Y-P-H-O-N. The company calls itself A Voice for the Voiceless, which is from a poem that talks about being a voice for the animals. And their books are all designed to educate about animals. And they have a series called Sit, Stay, Read, which is about dogs. And it hits some pretty hard topics and addresses them on a level for children to read or a level that parents could read to their children and discuss some of these topics. One of them is called Buddy Unchained, and Buddy is a dog with a family that loves him, and they treat him very well. They train him, they feed him good food, they take him with them, they play with him every day, he gets exercise, he goes to the vet for checkups, but he remembers how his life wasn't always so nice when he lived in a yard chained with some food thrown at him every now and then, and most of the time an empty water bowl. And the book talks about how it's wrong to keep dogs tethered. And the cool thing with these sit, stay, read books is every one of them at the end, we were talking earlier about that kind of value added that some books have. It has a page and it has information about that topic. So this one talks about why tethering dogs is wrong if they're just left out on the chain or a tether all day. It gives you websites of groups that work to stop that practice and to get laws enforced to make it illegal to do that, like we have here in California. And it also talks about what you can do if you think a dog is being mistreated, who you can contact, what you can tell them. So it's marvelous stuff, and it's actually stuff that will be educational to some parents who probably wouldn't know where to turn if they saw something like this going on.
Oftentimes people don't want to get involved. They see something and it's like, oh, who am I to say? But it is important sometimes to make a stand, say something. It's not going to get you into trouble. It's going to be oftentimes you can anonymously, you know, call and say to animal control, I've noticed this in the area. It concerns me. I'd appreciate you looking into it. And they will gladly look into it for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And most of the time they will keep those complaints or calls anonymous. They're not interested in, you know, getting the reporter in any kind of trouble or publicizing your name. They want to do what's right for the animals.
And they've shown many times that you think that an animal is being abused, for instance, which is a horrible thought. And sometimes this abuse can even start with children doing it. It's so important to redirect them, to educate them that this little animal really is, you know, a sentient being. It's something that you have to have concern with, compassion with, because they've shown repeatedly that children who start abusing animals as they get older, they start having problems abusing people.
Yeah, it's the classic scenario of if you look at every serial killer who's been convicted in this country, they all abused animals. That's how they started. And it's a law in, I know it is in California, that social workers, animal control people, anyone who sees any kind of abuse of an animal, if you're in a certain profession, you have to report it.
Veterinarians have to.
Mm-hmm. The linkage between also not just the abuse of the animal, but frequently it extends to children. And if the animal's being abused, children in the home quite likely are being abused too. And it's a pattern. I've often said, as someone who does rescue work, when I meet people who are interested in adopting one of my dogs, I can tell from the way people parent their children how they're going to parent their animals, because it's really no different. And if they have a respectful relationship with their kids and they have well-behaved children, they're probably going to have a good, respectful relationship with the dog and have a well-behaved dog.
I'll oftentimes have a young couple come in, you know, here they have their little puppy or they have their kitten, and say, okay, if you can do a good job with this one, we'll let you have a human child, and they laugh. But sometimes you find, you know, you have different ideas of how to raise that puppy or the kitten, and you look at each other going, wow, okay, we do want to do a good job here, and yes, it's going to make a difference is how we're going to raise the children. You're exactly right.
Absolutely right. Yep. Certainly does. So I think it's you know, books like this are great to get people thinking about stuff like that also, and thinking about how they treat their own animals. So, and there's just a couple of other really, really nice ones in this series. I don't know if we have time to talk about a couple more, do we?
Oh, sure, go for it.
Okay. Well, we've got A Home for Dakota, and I love this one. This is another topic that I've never seen addressed in a book for children. It's about puppy mills. And Dakota is a dog who lives in a puppy mill, who is in a cage in a dark barn, who does nothing but have litter of puppies after litter of puppies, and has no one to love her, isn't cared for at all. But one day, the puppy mill is raided, and she and her fellow dogs are set free. She winds up in a home with a woman who names her. Up until she's named, she's been dog number 241. And she's now Dakota. And the book talks about how this foster mother takes her from being this scared dog who never knew love into a dog that can trust people and finds a home for her. And the back of the book is all kinds of information about puppy mills and groups that work against them and how you can recognize an animal that's been purchased from a puppy mill, you know, if you're at a pet store somewhere, and the problems that are inherent in puppy mill dogs and what you can expect if you end up with a dog that was originally from a mill. It is marvelous, just absolutely marvelous. I love that this is being brought up out there for people to, again, read about and discuss.
I know it was a few months or so ago, Oprah Winfrey did a whole special on puppy mills, and people just do not realize. You know, you go on the internet, and it looks like this happy bucolic scene, and you adopt this puppy, and they ship it to you, and you have this itty-bitty puppy on an airplane. It's like, that's frightening enough. And too many times, and some of these people are excellent. They really do, not the puppy mills, but you may just find somebody online who is raising pups, who really is trying to do a good job of it. But oftentimes, staying closer to home, especially if there's any health issues, going to a shelter, there's so many thousands of even purebred dogs that you can find that need homes close by and through rescue organizations.
Absolutely. About 25% of the dogs, a quarter of the dogs at shelters are purebred. And that's just the shelters. That doesn't count the rescue groups. You know, if you want a Labrador Retriever or a Golden Retriever or a Basset Hound or a Beagle or a Greyhound, there are rescue groups out there that specialize in these. And the people who are good breeders, who do it right, are all virtually to a person involved in rescuing for their breed. Because they know that there are people who don't know what they're getting when they get a Jack Russell Terrier, and it's too much dog for them. And they end up really being unhappy, and the dog is unhappy, and it's better to find a better home for the dog. That happens sometimes. And, you know, I always tell people, too, one of the really important things, if you're getting a purebred dog and you're going to go the route of meeting a breeder, getting it from a breeder, is get as much information as you can about the parents and the grandparents and the health screening. The breeder should screen for whatever types of diseases or illnesses that particular breed is prone to. You know, I have a friend who got a purebred Australian Shepherd, and she got him from a breeder, and I met the breeder, and the first thing I asked her was, do you screen for hip dysplasia, and do you screen for eye problems, because Aussies are prone to both? And she did, and she had the paperwork, and she showed it to us, and, you know, here was someone who was responsible and was trying to do everything right. You just don't get that with puppy mills.
Well, Marianne, you've had just some great information, all of these books. So people go, now, what was the name of the book? It will be on our website. So you can go to PetLifeRadio.com, and you can go to the Pet Doctor, find Marianne's books there, so you can purchase them for yourself or for your grandchildren or your children or for gifts for other folks. Just some wonderful ideas. So Marianne Dell, the Orange County Register, thank you so much for being with us again.
Oh, I'm glad to do it. It's fun to be here.
And we'll have you back on soon, but we'll have to give you a little bit of time so you can read some more books.
Yes. Well, we've got some fun stuff planned for the future, so definitely.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So, again, the goal of this show is always to entertain, educate, and to motivate you to be the best pet owner that you can be. And with Marianne, we're trying to also motivate our children to be the future best pet owners that they can be. Please tune in again next week when we'll have some more entertaining and educating material. Take care. Bye-bye.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.